Let me begin with the 52nd verse, talking about Joseph of Arimathea. And I want to tell you, I'm reading from the New American Standard Bible. I'm not reading from King James Translation. I want to ask you to listen carefully. If you don't have a Bible, just listen very carefully as I read aloud. If you do, you may want to read along. There won't be great variations, but there will be some because this is a more recent translation, much more understandable of today's language. Talking about Joseph of Arimathea, it says, "This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. And he took it down and wrapped it in a linen cloth and laid him in a tomb cut into the rock where no one had ever lain. And it was the preparation day, and the Sabbath was about to begin. Now the women who had come with him out of Galilee followed after and saw the tomb and how his body was laid. And they returned and prepared spices and perfumes." I want you to please listen carefully to the last line of chapter 23. "And on the Sabbath, they rested according to God's commandment." Have you ever noticed that in the story? I read this last week, quote, "The legend of the resurrection was due to the heated fancies and irrepressible enthusiasm of certain women." Well, this doesn't sound much like that. It says they rested on the Sabbath. Now, I want you to hear me carefully. If you miss everything else I say today, don't miss this. Their obedience of God's Word saved them an awful lot of trouble. It saved them an awful lot of trouble. You see, if they hadn't been obedient to the Word of God, and their desire to do something about Jesus, His death, His body, His burial, they would have undoubtedly gone to that tomb on Saturday instead of Sunday. And if they had, they would have first been very much disappointed because they would have found just what they expected, and that would have left them like they were, disappointed. They also perhaps would have subjected themselves to the molestings of those soldiers who were guarding that tomb and then had been repelled with no way to get in if they had gone on Saturday or the Sabbath. But they obeyed God. They respected His rule, His regulation, His life-giving law concerning the rhythm of rest when they were otherwise spent. They rested on the Sabbath and they saved themselves an awful lot of trouble. Listen, I want to tell you, if you want to save yourself an awful lot of trouble, the best way to do it is obey God. And if you want to cause yourself trouble that is beyond your estimation or calculation, just don't obey God. You ought to be in church every Sunday. That's right, we're here today because of the resurrection. I'm not impressed by Easter. Not impressed at all. Because every Sunday is Resurrection Day. We would still worship on Saturday if we worshiped at all, if Jesus had not risen from the dead. Every Sunday is Resurrection Day. And this is no different from any other. No different at all. "And on the Sabbath they rested according to the commandment." Now chapter 24 verse 1. "But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb, bringing the spices which they had prepared. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it happened that while they were perplexed about this, behold, two men suddenly stood near them in dazzling apparel. And as the women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, 'Why do you seek the living one among the dead? He is not here, but he has risen. Remember how he spoke to you while he was still in Galilee, saying that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and the third day rise again.' And they remembered his words and returned from the tomb and reported all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. Now they were Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary the mother of James. Also the other women with them were telling these things to the apostles. And these words appeared to them as nonsense, and they would not believe them. You see, people have said, well, this story was invented by those who wanted him badly to arise. Friends, these people didn't even think he was going to. No possibility of anything else other than a resurrection would explain this and its aftermath for history. But Peter arose and ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in. He saw the linen wrappings only, and he went away to his home, marveling at that which had happened. And behold, two of them were going that very day to a village named Emmaus, which was about 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they were conversing with each other about all these things which had taken place. And it came about that while they were conversing and discussing, Jesus himself approached and began traveling with them. But their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. That means he deliberately shut their eyes so that they wouldn't recognize him. Now, he's doing that to some of you here today. For obvious reasons, and there are several. It says their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are these words that you are exchanging with one another as you are walking?" And they stood still, looking sad. And one of them, named Cleopas, answered and said to him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem and unaware of the things which have happened here in these days?" And he said to them, now listen carefully, "What things?" Now you think Jesus didn't have a sense of humor? You'll never read a sentence that probably has more of a twinkle to its eye, so to speak, than that one does. They said, "Are you the only one in the environs of Jerusalem that does not know what happened concerning..." Jesus answered, "What things?" And they just were the most brutal things that could have ever happened to anybody, and they had just happened to him, and yet he went right along with them. He said to them, "What things?" And they said to him, "The things about Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word in the sight of God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him up to the sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel. Indeed, besides all this, it is the third day since these things happened. But also some women among us amazed us when they were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. They came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive." Can you imagine what that would mean to come looking for the clay corpse of a human body, earthly remains of a person, and find the place instead inhabited by angels? They said that he was alive. "And some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just exactly as the women also had said, but him they did not see. And he said to them..." If you think Jesus is just disclosing himself at every point along the way, you've got another thought coming. He called them fools. He said, "Oh, foolish men and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken." That's not a very good way to make an encounter, an introduction, if you're trying to win somebody. "You morons." That's what the word means. "Was it not necessary for the Christ to suffer these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them the things concerning himself in all the scriptures. And they approached the village where they were going, and he acted as though he would go farther. And they urged him, saying, 'Stay with us, for it is getting toward evening, and the day is now nearly over.' And he went in to stay with them. And it came about," now listen carefully, "that when he had reclined at table with them, he took the bread and blessed it, and breaking it, he began giving it to them. And their eyes were open." Now, I want to ask, why weren't they open before? There's a reason. "Their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. And then he immediately vanished from their sight." Where did he go? Nowhere. He just vanished out of their sight. He stayed right there with them, just as he's right here today. He's just vanished from our sight. He's not visible. That way, he can be with